This is Jesse Gilmore with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Hemp is creating a lot of buzz among specialty crop producers in Kansas, but care must be taken to ensure that hemp is grown legally and sustainably. Hemp is a variety of cannabis sativa bred for its low THC content, which makes it useless as a drug. Instead, hemp is used to produce grain, fiber, and CBD oil. To produce hemp in Kansas, you must apply for a permit and submit to THC testing before marketing your crop. Permit applications open in October. Before rushing into hemp production, it is important to understand the management requirements of hemp. For grain and fiber hemp, pollination is required. For CBD hemp, pollination must be avoided at all costs. This is because pollination of CBD hemp increases the chance of your crop having too much THC, also known as going hot. If your hemp crop tests at higher than 0.03% THC, your crop must be destroyed. To prevent pollination, every male plant must be removed from your production site, making CBD production infeasible on large acreage. One final thing to keep in mind before producing hemp, it is currently illegal to transport hemp across state lines, which means that producers are limited to processors and distributors within the state of Kansas. Without a relationship with local processors, it is impossible to make money in hemp. For information on preferred varieties, I can be reached by email at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore with K-State Research and Extension, bringing you the Hort Report.